Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry from Tradition Worship Center. We are a Word of Faith church that believes in the finished work of the cross. We are Spirit-filled and believe in miracles, signs, and wonders and experience them on a daily basis. We also believe that healing belongs to the children of God and is obtainable through faith in Christ. We have a no-charge healing academy that takes place every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. live on our webpage at traditionworshipcenter.com and on YouTube and Facebook. You would be made to feel most welcome and are able to join in with comments and questions. We also have healing rooms where you can get a no-charge appointment by calling our church office or in person at our Wednesday 7 p.m. or Sunday 10 a.m. services in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. We have a Holy Ghost and fire service on the last Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. and you are always welcome. God bless you and we hope to see you soon.
Today, this kind of falls in line with what's going on, and my wife is going to sing a song, one of her songs, after the service, and if you can stay, stay, but it's going to be good. We're going to talk about a life of holiness. Now, holiness is not a word that we speak about too often, and we are actually supposed to be trying to live better and more like Jesus on a daily basis. So does being holy apply to us today? Absolutely. Holiness applies to each and every one of us. Even before God created and formed and made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be His body. You and me represent the body of Christ. We are the bride of Christ, according to the Word of God. Many places He talks about us being the bride of Christ. He is the groom, we're the bride. He is the head of the church, we are the church, which is His body. He is the head, we are the body. And that's why you should always be victorious, because everything else is under our feet. We're seated in Ephesians 2:6. We're seated together with Christ in heavenly places. So if I'm in a heavenly place seated with Christ, then everything else that the enemy has, the curse has, is under my feet. It's under your feet. Amen. And I want to look at Ephesians 1, verse 4, out of the voice. And it says this: God chose us to be in a relationship with Him even before He had laid out plans for this world. He wanted us to live holy lives. Everyone say holy lives. You see, we're not going to talk about sin because we all know what that means. We all experience sin in our own lives far too often, more often than we'd like. But I don't preach about sin. I preach about holiness and Jesus. If I can show you a clearer picture of Jesus the Christ, if I can get you to see Him in all of His goodness, the sin that we harbor and we mess with just comes off of us. If I talk to you about don't sin, that's how I grew up, don't sin. Don't do this, don't do that. If you do this, if you do that, it never slowed me down. How many of you know what I'm talking about? That didn't even slow me down. I just carried on. And if they told me, listen, don't smoke, guess what? You know what I'm talking about. Some of you are still trying to get over that. You can get over it today. Take authority today over your own body. The spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. You stop that thing if it's bothering you. But they told me, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke. And I thought, why not? I've got to find out why. As don't tell someone not to sin. Just show them the love of Christ. The love of God, you know, it's the goodness of God that draws man to repentance. It's God's goodness that attracted me. It's His love that holds me. It's not He's going to get me. And, you know, it's for God so loved the world that He gave His begotten Son, His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. So He says, He laid out plans for this world. He wanted us to live holy lives. Amplified says that He's consecrated, set apart for Him, purpose-driven, characterized by love, free from sin and blameless before Him. Well, we know that our spirits have been sanctified. We know that we have been made righteous by the blood of the Lamb, as Brother Jason was talking about at communion. The blood removes the sin and creates a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things passed away, behold, all things became new. My old sinful spirit and nature was taken care of right there at salvation, where God made me righteous. He made me righteous, 1 Corinthians 1:30, for in Christ you have been made righteous. And many other places talks about it, 2 Corinthians 5:21, He made us righteous. He does the work. You could never have made yourself righteous. So He makes us righteous and He takes care of the sin problem. So the sin problem in my spirit, he says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Cleanse us, not remake me righteous again. He cleanses me from that stain on the righteousness that He put on me. I'm still righteous even when I sin. My children are still my children when they disobey me. How many of you still keep your children? You don't write them off when they do something you don't like. No, God's even better than you and I could ever be. He says, if you being evil by comparison to me in James, He says, if your child asks you for an egg, would you give him a serpent? Or a piece of bread, would you give him a snake? He says, you try to give your best to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father, which is in heaven, give them the Holy Spirit to them that require Him? Amen. And the power and the freedom comes with the Holy Ghost. Amen. So, we are righteous, made righteous by Jesus Christ. Now, what happens, that means I am blameless before Him. If God still sees me that needs to take problems and blame on my own life, now get this, okay? There's a two-piece here. If He still sees me, I have to face judgment for my sin, then we've got a major problem because Jesus took the judgment for my sin. So there's no judgment for a righteous child of God. There are two judgments coming, and one is called the Great White Throne Judgment. That is for people who've rejected Jesus. That is awesomely scary. But there's another judgment for our rewards when we get to heaven. God is in a reward system. Oh, how can you say God rewards? They teach you not to do that with your kids because it may expect, etc. Well, Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please Him, and those that come to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those that what? Diligently seek Him. So God rewards us. How does He reward us? With His presence. Listen, in His presence, says in Psalm, in His presence is what? Fullness of joy. If I'm full of joy, listen, fullness of joy means ain't no sickness, no room to put any curse in there. When I'm full of joy, I'm empty of the curse. So where do I get rid of any sickness and disease is in His presence. The Bible says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am with you. Is that correct? Well, how many of us here are gathered in the name of Jesus? So was it God's presence that healed the people, or was it me? It was God with his presence healing the people. And now a fullness of joy comes and it squashes out that which is not of God. In his presence is a fullness of joy. So I want to read that scripture again. Ephesians 1:4 from the Voice. God chose us to be in a relationship with him. Wow. God chose you and me, knowing full well what we're like. How does he know what we're like? Because he created you. He made you. He's the potter. We're the clay. He molds us. And you are unique. Every one of you in this room are unique. And you've got specific gifts inside of you that the world needs. You don't believe this, because you get more excited than you are right now. And I know I'm talking softly and slowly. This is a new me for today. I'll be back to normal on the podium again soon. But listen. A diamond uncut is still as valuable as it is when it's cut. The value is in that diamond. And God created us. Whether you're in Africa and in a tent, or whether you're in America in a palace, if you're a diamond, you're worth something. And God created you as a unique, specific, desired person that he wanted on the planet at this time, in this place. Amen. Are you getting me? And in this year, 2021, July, he planted us here, and we're here for such a time as now, with a purpose and a mandate from above. And the way I step into my purpose and my mandate is by getting into that relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and he directs my footsteps. Is that correct? We know that he says in Romans 8:14 through 16, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. So we're being led by the Spirit because we're children of God. I've said this before and I'll say it again. Not everybody on the planet are children of God. We are all creations of God in his image and likeness. But until we receive Jesus Christ and the flowing blood that came down at Calvary, until we receive the free sacrifice, we are not a child of his. We become children and we're grafted in at our new birth. So there are many people that are not his children. We need to get them to realize they need to receive Jesus and become children of God. Amen. So he says, God chose us to be in a relationship with him even before he laid out plans for this world. Before you were in your mother's womb, he knew you. He said, I knew you, and you are fearfully and wonderfully created and designed in the dark secret place. God knew you. He knew all about you. And he says, and in the book, every one of your days is written. Before you were born on the planet, he knew everything from start to finish, what you would do and who you are and what you can do. Right? And he still chose us to have that relationship with him. Put your hand on your heart and say, I am chosen of God. I am unique and I have a specific reason for being here. I am blessed. And I will bless the nations of the world.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danfoss, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka moccasins and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway, west of Old England.